The Forum on Religion and Ecology celebrates its 25th anniversary. On October 20th and 21st, 1998, John Grimm and I, Mary Evelyn Tucker, organized 2 days of conferences in New York at the United Nations and the American Museum of Natural History. It was at the United Nations that we announced the formation of the Forum on Religion and Ecology. This was to continue the broad interest in this topic that was birthed during the 3 years of the Harvard Conferences on World Religions and Ecology that we convened from June 1996 to September 1998. The environmental movement has emphasized science, policy, law, economics, and technology. With many scholars of religion from around the planet, we sought to include cultural values from the world's religions and spiritual traditions. While diverse, these values were often cultivated by individuals and communities in relation to nature, earth, and the larger cosmos. In identifying them, we hope to advocate broader environmental ethics arising from these traditions. The Forum on Religion and Ecology began at Harvard and then moved to Yale in 2006 when Dean Gus Speth invited myself and John there to teach. Speth, a lawyer and co-founder of Natural Resources Defense Council and World Resources Institute, felt the need to include religious, spiritual, and ethical values to address environmental problems. In this spirit, he helped establish a new joint program in religion and ecology between the Yale School of the Environment and Yale Divinity School with Dean Harry Attridge. Later, a master's program in religion and ecology was initiated at the Divinity School under Dean Greg Sterling. Across North America, there are now 21 graduate programs in religion and ecology, including 3 PhD programs. The Forum is based at Yale and affiliated with the Yale Center for Environmental Justice. Audio release of the collected thoughts of Thomas Berry. In 1998, the same year the Forum was created, Thomas Berry recorded a series of perceptive reflections on our environmental challenges. They reveal his understanding 25 years ago of many of the pressing issues we are now facing. Berry was in conversation with Brian Thomas Swim, an evolutionary cosmologist, and the audio tapes were produced by Bruce and Pamela Bakhti. We are delighted to release them in digital form for the very first time to celebrate Thomas's inspiration for the work of the Forum on Religion and Ecology. The 1998 recordings include these notes. Thomas Berry's life has spanned the 20th century. In his earlier years, he witnessed the intrusion of industrial society into the hill country of the southern Appalachians. Later, as a scholar and historian, he became increasingly concerned over the disruption of the basic life systems of this continent and of the earth itself. In his view, the devastation resulting from our industrial way of life is so severe that we must now reshape the human venture in a more benign mode of presence to the natural world, if either the planet or ourselves are to survive into the 21st century in any acceptable manner. Such is the great work assigned to us in these years of transition into the 21st century. Already, this new period begins to dawn over the horizon. These thoughts that he presents here should be of benefit to everyone, for we are all responsible for the world that we will be giving over to our children. A short biography of Thomas Berry. Thomas Berry was a cultural historian, author, teacher, and geologian. He founded and directed the Riverdale Center for Religious Research on the Hudson River and created the History of Religions program at Fordham University. He is the author of The Dream of the Earth, The Great Work, Evening Thoughts, The Sacred Universe, The Christian Future, and The Fate of Earth. With Brian Thomas Swim, he wrote The Universe Story. Berry was a major inspiration for the Journey of the Universe film and book that Brian wrote with Mary Evelyn Tucker. For more on Berry, see our website, thomasberry.org.